Just 3 days ago, Jan Čermák and Hynek Matonoha, members of the Czech Rapid Response Force serving in Logar, Afghanistan, were awarded medals by the Czech Defence Minister and the country's Chief of Staff. 3 days later, the two, along with the army itself, are embroiled in a major scandal. The Czech daily Mladá Fronta Dnes reported on Monday that the two officers had worn Nazi emblems on their helmets during their tour of duty. What's more, the daily says there is evidence their superior knew of the situation, but chose to try and cover the matter up. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Czech soldiers serving in Afghanistan are supposed to represent the country's very best, but now many will be questioning just exactly what that means. On Monday, Mladá Fronta Dnes broke the story that two officers had worn Nazi emblems of SS units on their helmets while serving in the province of Logar. First Lieutenant Jan Čermák wore the emblem of the Hohenstaufen 9th Panzer Division, while First Warrant Officer Hynek Matonoha wore the emblem of the SS Dirlewanger Brigade. Confronted by the paper which had obtained photos, the 27-year-old Čermák admitted he had used the emblem but called it kind of a joke, saying he had used it only because it contained the letter H. That is the first letter of the colloquial version of his first name, Honza. Not surprisingly, many aren't buying his excuse. A little earlier I spoke to Zdeněk Zbořil, an expert on right-wing extremism.
He has to know that this emblem, this symbol, has been on the helmets of the SS Waffen, and I don't believe that he doesn't know that it's a symbol of the German army. I am shocked by it, yes. First of all, that is a Czech soldier or soldier of Czech army could use this emblem or symbol of SS. And a second shock is that these people have been officers. Third, how is it possible that the chief of this military unit is trying to put it in the darkness, to speak on it as a small incident which is not important for the character or ethos of his units?
When they learned the news, members of the top military brass expressed both disgust and disbelief over the matter, and on Monday, Defense Minister Martin Bartak ordered a full investigation. He promised there would be repercussions for any who, aware of the situation, had failed to act. Mladá Fronta Dnes has pointed to the officer's superior, Petr Procházka, who allegedly ordered the helmet covers featuring the SS emblems, as well as all related photographs, destroyed. The paper has also questioned whether the orders could have come from higher up. Certainly, there are those who knew what was going on. Members of the elite unit serving in Logar issued a letter in anonymity just recently, complaining of having to serve under the two, also making clear they honored the values of their brigade and respected their mission within NATO. Their response came after it was revealed by Mladá Fronta Dnes last week that another professional soldier had provided training to members of the white supremacist movement back home. Now the army is facing major questions over this latest case and over the fact that there are those with neo-Nazi leanings within military ranks. Officials have said in the past that anyone with ties to extremism has no place in the military, but so far the army has not proven especially effective in clamping down on the problem. Many observers will be hoping this time, in this case, things will be different.
Jan Wellinger with that unsettling